Findings released earlier this month by the Polish Rhinestone Society show that the so-called genuine cubic zirconium you think you're wearing might be the real deal. And that is a letdown for synthetic gem aficionados and lab-made Puritans alike. The Rhinestone Protection Group says New York retailer Century 21 did not properly advertise Mark Jacobski's costume jewelry to specify whether it was a real imitation or a genuine fake. While the Rhinestone Society refuses to speak with us due to our previous interviews with them, we did receive a copy of their heavily redacted report on the less-than-pure synthetics. It concluded that 60% is synthetic zirconium, 39% is amorphous glass, and 1% real diamond. The label says that it's made in China, but that does not account for the patches of real gem, and what can actually be seen here is 1% natural gemstone. In layman's terms, this means that the synthetic cubic structure making up the crystal of the suspect rhinestones contains a tiny 1% of natural structure that is distinguished by being made in nature and not by man. The study concluded that the presence of these natural pollutants greatly detracts from their man-made beauty, at least by 1% of their synthetic glory. So how does this all translate into dollars and cents? The report advises that the only difference between a bogus and real synthetic cubic zirconium is the finite presence of natural diamond, and that accounts for 1% of the total rhinestone. Therefore, a 1% price reduction variant should be taken into account when buying these imitation synthetics.